Well, we just got our hands on May's job report for the country.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is the Zions Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove. Am I reading this right, Robert? 339,000 jobs added in May?
Yes, that's right. The labor market accelerated again last month. It just continues to defy all expectations.
I'm sort of done with trying to decide whether this is good news or bad news, so you tell me.
Well, we're in this bizarre world where good news is bad news. And the reason markets are worried about the labor market being so strong is the Federal Reserve has been increasing interest rates. And the big question is, will they continue to increase rates? This number is going to pressure the Fed to continue to increase rates.
What about the unemployment rate itself? Did it go up or go down?
It actually went up. So last month it was 3.4%. It jumped to 3.7%. So that was another kind of unexpected level, too. Last month, that 3.4 was the lowest unemployment rate since 1969. So we see that moving up a little bit, which is actually a good sign.
Robert, do we reach a point where the feds just throw their hands in the air and say, nothing's working? How far can we really go here?
So the Fed will be meeting in just a couple weeks, and they've actually been sending signals there because we don't know how long it will take for the Fed rate increases to really start to have an effect in the economy. So the Fed may be taking a pause at their next meeting, trying to understand this data a little bit better, and then resume their increases in July. But the struggle is this number is so strong that it will continue to pressure the Fed to do more.
Mm. What about wages?
So wages last month were 4.4%, slowed down just a little bit to 4.3%. The problem is we need that number to be back down around 3% because the higher wage growth is, the more it pressures inflation, and we've had that inflationary problem as well.
So do you give this number a grade, or is it just it is what it is?
It is unexpectedly high. So we were expecting about 190,000 jobs to be created.
Wow.
This is so much stronger than that. It's so much higher than anyone had expected. This is the struggle of the economy right now, is it's really hard to understand where these numbers are coming from. We're seeing continued overheating in many parts of the economy.
We'll follow it with your help, Robert. Thank you. Zions Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove.